The other day, I was walking Scamp. We'd had rain the night before, but the morning was crisp and bright, about 50 degrees out. Was strolling around the little neighborhood nearby, and Scamp is sniffing things more than usual. A rain like that really brings out the smells, doesn't it? Even I'm grooving on it. The grass, the flowers. Coming towards us is a mom with her two sons, probably, about 8 and 10. She's doing some sort of season averaging with her clothing. She has on this polar fleece pullover and a down vest with cropped leggings and flip-flops. Winter plus summer equals spring, right? Meanwhile, I'm in L.L. Bean pants with a fleece lining, a jacket, a scarf, and gloves, for God's sake. Anywho, because of all the rain, there are a lot of worms on the road. I hear this one little fellow go, "Whoa, Mom, look at this one. It's huge." "Yep," she replies, "that's a big one."
"Can we take a picture of it?"
"Oh, I would, hon, but I didn't bring my phone."
"Dan."
And they continue past me. Just as I'm about ready to turn the corner, I hear him again.
"Whoa, this one's even bigger."
Awe and wonder. In the busyness of every day, it's so easy to lose track of that. It was nice to have that reminder. Because, you know, I'd seen those worms, but mostly I was trying to avoid stepping on them. Okay, worms aren't my thing, but opportunities for awe and wonder are all around us. This morning on our walk, I saw something I'd never seen before. Scamp had stopped to do his business by a fir tree, and it had all these little pink bits of new growth at the end of the branches. That pink and green was so pretty. On Sunday, I saw a bald eagle soaring by with the morning sunlight bouncing off that white head. Magnificent. Just sitting here, I can look across at the Finney's yard. Their quince and azalea are in bloom, bright red and fuchsia against the green of their lawn. Why, every now and then, I happen to look over at Scamp and realize he's just so gosh darn cute. And I'm beyond grateful to have him in my life. 'Cause that's the thing. Awe and wonder just naturally lead to gratitude, don't they? And that just makes you feel good. When was the last time you experienced awe and wonder? Has it been a while? My challenge to you this week is to slow down and look around you with fresh eyes. Find something that makes you stop and go, "Whoa!" I dare you. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.